Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. We help you learn how to speak English through listening, the natural way to acquire a language. If you want to know how to speak English well, then there are a number of parts to that. One of them is having a good vocabulary, a good knowledge of words. Let's do some work today to increase your vocabulary in spoken English. How to learn English step by step. Building your vocabulary is part of this. Today, let's look at words that you might meet at the hairdresser, at the barber. That vocabulary, first of all, hairdresser. H-A-I-R-D-R-E-S-S-E-R. That is a compound word. It's hair, H-A-I-R, that stuff which grows on your head, and dresser, D-R-E-S-S-E-R, meaning someone who dresses, who does your hair. And barber is B-A-R-B-E-R. A barber is a men's hairdresser. Une barbe in French is a beard. And so the word references the idea that men's hairdressers don't just attend to your hair. They also do beards, facial hair, and they may even trim stray hairs from your ears, your nose, or your eyebrows. A barber will just smarten you up generally. They will even give you a shave. That's S-H-A-V-E. And usually this means that they will remove your facial hair, leaving your face all smooth. Let's talk about women's hair first, at the hairdresser's, and then men's hair at the barber's afterwards. So what sorts of words and expressions will you come across at the hairdresser's? We might also call it a hairdresser's shop or a salon, S-A-L-O-N. The most usual request is for a cut and blow dry. This means that your hair will be washed, shampooed and cut. To cut, C-U-T, is what you do with a pair of scissors. You cut off the ends of your hair to make a new hairstyle. And a blow dry is a noun. You can use it as a verb to blow dry, or as a noun, as I say. And basically, it means to use a machine called a hairdryer to blow dry your hair, to style your hair. I am an avid user of the hairdryer. When I've washed my hair, I wouldn't think of letting it dry without a hairdryer. Let's just say it would look completely different. You get a nice, smooth finish with a blow dry. You can have your hair cut in layers. That's L-A-Y-E-R-S. This means the hair is cut to different lengths according to a particular style or hairstyle. Or you can have a blunt cut, which means that the hair is cut to look all the same length. If you Google Anna Wintour, she's editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine. I think she still is. She has been for a long time anyway. And she has the same blunt cut hairstyle, and she's had it for many years. Her hair is all the same length, apart from her fringe, F-R-I-N-G-E. That's the part that's shorter over her eyes. If you have a look at Anna Wintour, you'll see what I mean. Sometimes this hairstyle where the hair looks all the same length is called a bob, B-O-B. If you're going to the hairdresser because you'd like your hair to be coloured or dyed from the verb to dye, D-Y-E, then there's a whole lot of vocabulary here. A tint, T-I-N-T, this usually means a colour that you put on your hair which temporarily alters the colour, whereas a permanent colour means that it can completely and permanently change the colour of your hair. Permanent, P-E-R-M-A-N-E-N-T, is an adjective, meaning forever. You may be covering up your grey hair, or you may just fancy a change. Another thing that you can have at the hairdresser's is highlights. That's a compound word. High, H-I-G-H, and lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. If you have highlights at the hairdresser's, it means that they take strands of hair, pieces of your hair, and they lighten the colour. So they make some pieces of your hair lighter. So on the price list at the hairdresser's, on the menu, if you like, you'll usually see something like half head highlights or full head highlights and different prices. If you have half head highlights, it means they apply highlights to the top half of your head and they leave the underneath the same. And of course, full head highlights means what it says. There are various ways of having your hair coloured. You can have balayage, B-A-L-A-Y-A-G-E. This means that the hairdresser paints the colour on by hand to your hair. This means that they use their judgment about where you need the highlights, where lighter hair would look nice. So balayage might be applied around your face or at the ends of your hair. Ombre is another word, O-M-B-R-E, and this is when the hairdresser does shading of one colour into another. So the top of your hair might be dark and it gradually shades to a much lighter colour at the bottom. The last couple for women's hair, and then we'll come to men's hair. A hair treatment that is less popular at the moment, a perm, P-E-R-M, or to give it its full name, a permanent wave. This is when you change your hair's texture and the treatment makes it curly, wavy. And that word permanent again, meaning forever. So if you have this done, it won't change. It will stay curly until your hair grows out. The opposite to a perm is hair straightening. If you have curly or wavy hair already and you want the hairdresser to straighten it, that's the verb to straighten, S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T-E-N, then you might have what's known as a Brazilian blow dry. This is a special treatment to make your hair straighter. I don't know what it's called in Brazil, but maybe someone can email me and let me know. For men, there are various hairstyles, usually achieved with hairdresser's scissors and clippers or a trimmer. Both clippers or a trimmer are electric devices which can be used to shave the hair. So to shave means to completely remove it, or to clipper means to use the device to cut the hair to a length, usually short. In fact, you can request different lengths to have your hair trimmed too, and numbers are used to communicate this. So if you asked for a number 1, this would mean that the barber clips your hair to 1/8 of an inch. If you went for a number 3, the barber would clip your hair to 3/8 of an inch. And a number 4, the barber would clip your hair to 1/2 inch, and so on, right up to number 8, where they'd be clipping your hair to be an inch long. If you have your hair clippered all the same length all over your head, that's called a buzz cut, B-U-Z-Z. That's from the verb to buzz, which is of course the sound that the hair clippers make, zzzz. Whereas if you have the same thing but with the hair slightly longer on the top, that's a crew cut, that's C-R-E-W. This is the typical military haircut. It's what you get if you go into the army. Very smart. There are lots of men's hairstyles like this. The top can be really quite long, while the sides are clippered. You might also meet the terms fade and taper. A fade, F-A-D-E, is where your hair is graduated from nearly bald, nearly shaved at the bottom, and as you go further up the head, the hair is gradually longer. And a taper, T-A-P-E-R, in this context means almost the same, except you're not starting with shaven or bald. You might say have a number 2 at the bottom of your hair near your ears, and then go through all the numbers, and by the time you get to the top of your head, it's a number 8, an inch long. That would be a taper. Other words for men's hair? Well, a quiff, Q-U-I-F-F. That's a long piece of hair at the front. Think Elvis Presley or James Dean. You can also have a centre parting. That means that the line which divides your hair is placed in the middle, along the centre. Or you can have a side parting. This means that the line is at the side of your head. Your choice. If you would like to work on your English conversation and practice your English with Adept English with two people speaking, then don't forget our Course 1 Activate Your Listening will help you with this. There are lots and lots of parts to this course. Some of them are me discussing or describing something. Then there are vocabulary tutorials. And there are parts where you get to practice your pronunciation. And there are a number of conversations in English between two people. And the course gives you help understanding these. You can buy this course on our website today at adeptenglish.com. Well, there is some interesting vocabulary in this podcast. This will help you learn how to speak English if you need a haircut in an English-speaking country. It will hopefully help you negotiate in the hairdressers or the barbers. Or maybe you are a hairdresser or a barber, and this will help you to speak English professionally. Listen to this podcast a number of times. First of all, so that you can increase your understanding. You'll understand more of the words each time you listen. And then if you listen a few more times, this will help you remember any words which are new to you. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.